Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for spending some time with me and my guests. It's good to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And my website is www.jbsba.com. I hope you'll go there today and check it out and see what all the other small business owners have already found out about. It's a little bit of small business heaven. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And I think you'll like it. And if you don't, you can unsubscribe yourself. We don't even touch that part of it. You can do it. You can take yourself off of our list, easy as it can be. Every email, every newsletter actually has the ability for you to do that. Rick Pinion is our guest and an old friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's our financial planning expert. He's the president of Pinion Financial Services, and he's also has his own talk show on Sunday in the Washington, D.C. area, and he's doing very well, and he's our good friend. Rick Pinion, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah. tell us again what the call letters for the folks who are listening in D.C. On the radio and on the internet. What are the call letters of your station?
Yes, it's WTNT, just like, you know, TNT.
Right.
And then it's 570 AM.
And you're on from 10 to
9 to 10. 9 to 10 Sunday morning.
Sunday. And talking about financial planning.
Right. It's called, the name of the show is Retire in Style.
All right. I like that. Now, before we go any further, though, because you work in the part of the marketplace that requires full disclosure, you've got something to say, don't you?
Yeah. In fact, it's even more regulated now than it ever has been before. But anyway, discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through SunAmerica Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and SunAmerica Securities are not affiliated. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Okay. Let's talk about annuities. Every time you join us, you help us with information on how to do a better job of financial planning for ourselves. And sometimes we talk about, you know, actual instruments that you can use in financial planning. And one of those instruments, one of the more prominent instruments is the annuity. And tell us what an annuity is. Give us the generic definition of an annuity.
Yeah, that's a very good point. An annuity is either an instrument, or we call it a financial vehicle, whose purpose is to either accumulate money or to pay out money immediately based on a person's life, say their life expectancy, under an immediate annuity. Or it could be a deferred annuity where money is put in and deferred into a later point in time when a person wants to take it out. It's a tax-deferred vehicle. That's one of its strengths. It also guarantees a lifetime income. So regardless of how long a person lives, the money will be there for them.
But an annuity can be found in a lot of different ways. I mean, you can, for example, you know, never mind the tax-deferred part or the taxable part, from a standpoint of, for example, if you have a life insurance policy, you can agree to accept the proceeds of that. If you're the beneficiary of a life insurance policy, you can accept those proceeds as an annuity, right?
That's correct. In fact, an annuity has many different meanings, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you hear people in their work, they say they're going to get a retirement annuity.
Right.
So it's a very commonly used name in our society. When you hear the word annuity, it means different things to different people.
It can be the manifestation of benefits that you've earned or have inherited or are have been bequeathed, or it can be a product that you can buy, can it?
Yeah, it can either be a service or a product.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the thing about annuities is that they're becoming more and more popular in today's society. As the baby boomers get closer to retirement, they're looking for ways to distribute the income that they've accumulated all these years. So what we call immediate annuities are becoming even more popular, where we'll take a lump sum and we'll run some projections based on a person's, you know, life expectancy, and that'll show them how much they'll get each month, and then that'll be guaranteed as long as they live.
As long as they live. But then if they die prematurely, what happens to that money?
Well, hopefully they have a co-beneficiary or, say, a spouse, and then it would continue for the rest of that person's life.
Right.
And then after that, of course, it would stop.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's all. And that's all based on all that the annuity angle. Part of it is based on the actuarial tables, isn't it?
Yeah. And if a person,
hold on to that thought, Rick. We're going to come back. When we come back, Rick's going to compare the couple of different kinds of annuities: the deferred and the immediate annuity, and to help you understand when to apply which one. We'll be right back right after these messages. It is 20 till. We're back and we're getting jiggy with our good friend Rick Pinion, the president of and the founder of Pinion Financial Services. We're talking about your financial plan. Do you have one? If you don't, maybe you need one. And one of the things Rick does is help us to understand some of the elements of a financial plan. And today we're talking about some specific type of an instrument or a product or a service, depending on how you use it, and it's called the annuity. And by the way, Rick, won't you give us your website before we go any further?
Okay, the website, Jim, is www.pinion. That's P-I-N-I-O-N, financial, one word, pinionfinancial.com. Our email is very similar to that. It's pinion@pinionfinancial.com.
All right. So if you're, especially folks, if you're in the D.C. area, then be sure to check out his website and or even if you're not in the D.C. area, you got some calculators on your website too, don't you?
Oh,
Rick, some things that can help people that they can use for free.
If you look at the site map, it'll give you a whole list of different tools that you can use to help you prepare for the future, whether if it's college planning or financial planning or retirement. It's just a host of different educational materials for you.
All right. Check that out when you get a chance, folks. And, Rick, let's talk about the difference between – now, we've established that an annuity can be a product that you can buy. You could give somebody, you know, a lump sum of money, in an insurance company probably, a lump sum of money, and then they would give you an annuity, a guaranteed income from a certain date to a certain date perhaps. Or it could be an actual service, like an insurance policy that you would take out as maybe the cash value or the death benefits or whatever as an annuity. But you can actually buy them directly as part of your financial plan. And there are two kinds: deferred and immediate.
Right.
All right.
And
tell us what those are.
Yeah. Sometimes we combine those in what we call a split annuity concept. But let's first of all give kind of the basics. Under a deferred annuity, normally a person puts in money on a regular basis or they put in a lump sum. The money starts to accumulate and continues over a long period of time, usually. Because when we think of annuities, we normally think of annuities for retirement purposes. It's normally not appropriate to take out a short, you know, annuity for a short period of time. So under the deferred annuity, they consistently make their payments, and then at some point in time they decide to pull the money out, either in a lump sum, or they can take out, you know, periodic payments, or they can annuitize, as we mentioned before. And when they annuitize their guaranteed income, as long as they live, or they and another person, say a joint annuitant, should live. So that's the deferred annuity. An immediate annuity is kind of interesting. That's where a person, like, let's say, has a CD that comes due in the bank, and the bank says, thank you very much for your business. When your CD rolls over, we're going to give you 1%. And the person yawns and says, gosh, there must be something better. So we look at an immediate annuity, where we take that lump sum, we reposition it from, let's say, the bank, we put it into the immediate annuity, and instantly the money starts coming out right away. And it's based, again, on the person's life expectancy. The good news is that the person will never, you know, expire before the money does. And if a person happens to be in poor health, It's interesting. If a person's in poor health and we can submit proper medical records, they could probably get a larger payment.
Mm-hmm.
We call that an impaired risk annuity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news for people that have, you know, some medical conditions. It's like the opposite of a life insurance policy.
Right.
In fact, sometimes I think of an annuity like the reverse of a life insurance
policy. You don't have to wait.
Right. It's a living benefit.
You know, and that was often the argument that some people I've heard make about buying life insurance. They say, well, it doesn't help me. You know, it's only going to help somebody else. And of course, that's a very selfish way to think about it. But still, that's the way some people think about it. And an annuity is the opposite of that, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, some people will take an old life insurance policy, like say a whole life policy, it has lots of cash in it, and they'll actually exchange that for an annuity.
Right.
Because they feel they no longer need the death benefit, but they were interested in the living benefits.
In terms of an investment vehicle, though, what's compare the difference between the immediate and the deferred annuity?
In terms of an investment vehicle,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say probably the biggest thing is part of each payment that you receive on an immediate annuity is income tax free. They set up a ratio between the money that you put in, your original principal, plus the interest. So let's suppose you're drawing out, say, $1,000 a month for as long as you live. Let's say maybe 80% of that's coming back tax-free. So as an investment, it has some unique advantages compared to some other types of investments. The deferred annuity, of course, the beauty there is that since you're not being taxed on the money, most investments, you know, are taxable. So that means you're going to have, hopefully, a greater amount because you're not getting hit each year with we call it haircut. You're not getting mm-hmm. a haircut where the Uncle Sam's taking away part of the money. So at the end of the day, you'll have a much larger pot of money to draw on.
All right.
But, you know, there's many, many different types of investments. The annuity happens to be one of them. It's not appropriate for everybody, but it's designed for people that are looking for a long-term time horizon, I would say at least 10 years. You have to be careful. You don't want to take out an annuity if you're very young, because if you need the money, there's a 10% penalty if you take it out before 59 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens to be a retirement annuity, like say it's part of an IRA or a retirement plan,
right.
Then at 70 and a half, you have to start taking the money out.
Or you start paying a penalty.
Yes, and the penalty there is huge. It's 50%. 50%
right.
of what you should have taken out.
Mm-hmm.
We call that required minimum distributions. And normally it's not appropriate to put an annuity in a retirement plan because you're already getting tax deferral anyway.
Right. Rick, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We got more to come right after these messages with our good friend Rick Pinion. He's our financial planning expert in our brain trust. He's the president of Pinion Financial Services. Ten Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Rick Pinion. We're talking about annuities as a potential component of your financial plan. Rick, one of the things that you and I know is that small business owners don't have all of the, you know, our financial planning and our retirement planning is not, it's different from if we were, say, an executive in a company. Instead of being an executive in our company, we're an executive in, you know, one of the Fortune 500 companies or something like that. The makeup of our retirement options is different, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, most of us obviously will have to rely a certain amount on Social Security. And then on top of Social Security, we'll have to rely on whatever, you know, private pension plans or retirement plans we have. And maybe one of the ideas that we can put forth this morning is, as a supplement to those other plans, small business owners can take advantage of annuities, much like corporate executives take advantage of things like stock options and bonuses and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the income stream in the future will make the difference between having a comfortable retirement and maybe one that's not so comfortable.
Right.
So that you can do the things that you always want to do and not have to be that much concerned about day-to-day expenses, because you'll have an extra layer of income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, depending on what state you're listening to out there, small business owners, many states have creditor protection for annuities. So
really?
A lot of people are afraid, you know.
Tell us about that, how that works.
Well, depending on the state, you know, some states will not allow creditors to go after annuities. It's similar to an insurance product where they won't allow them to attach life insurance values. They feel strongly that this is sacred money. And so that's maybe a help for people like physicians and people like that that are subject to having the, you know, the trial lawyers go after them from time to time.
Even are those things held outside of bankruptcy?
It depends on the state.
Yep. But they can be?
Yes.
Now, that's an interesting thing. That's a little bit of a safeguard benefit to make you maybe to consider an annuity a little more seriously.
Right. In fact, I've had some people, we actually look up the state law, and if they live in places like Florida and Texas, those laws, those states are much more kinder and gentler to business owners because they do put up some roadblocks to creditors. But going back to the concept of an annuity again, as people are preparing, you know, for retirement or for their long-term financial security, and they look at different, you know, things they have, you would be surprised at how many people have CDs in the bank, and they don't realize that the CDs are, you know, are after taxes and inflation, they're not really getting ahead. They're actually walking backwards in time.
Well, with the current interest rates and most tax schedules, they're probably losing money.
Right, and so when those CDs come due, when they come up for renewal, it's very important to take a look at different options. Maybe an annuity might be one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some other financial instruments. I think it's important to sit down and look at your total situation. You know, we've got about 76 million baby boomers like ourselves that are marching towards retirement, and people are looking for answers these days. They're looking
right.
for solutions.
But now those annuities are like any investment product. I mean, the people who give you the annuity are going to take that money and invest it. And so they're going to base their numbers, they're going to base their product on some kind of an interest, on a yield of some kind, aren't they?
Yes, and it has to be competitive, otherwise
right.
people won't take it.
Right.
So whenever you're shopping for annuities, you want to look at the strength of the insurance company. You can look at some rating services like AM Best. You look at what interest rates they're paying. Are they locked in? We have annuities called index annuities. I mean, there's just in fact, it's impossible to go through all the variations on the air. My recommendation is you sit down with a person, you know, a person like myself, say a certified financial planner,
right.
and go over all the advantages and the disadvantages of annuities. Like everything else, you know, there's two sides to every coin.
Well, would you say that every financial plan should have some element of an annuity in it?
Yeah, well, I would say that the majority, not all of them, but let's say the majority of them should have some sort of at least some part into an annuity.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things you can't say it's for everybody because obviously it's not appropriate, but for many people it is. I'd say the majority of people should take a serious look at annuities.
But it can be a good safety net, can it,
mm-hmm.
for financial plan, if it's a guaranteed annuity. Can be a safety net. Take some of the money that you might otherwise have invested in the stock market and put it into an annuity, so that if the stock market crashes, at least you got something that's guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think guarantees are hard to find these days.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Rick Pinion, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
Okay, it's www.pinionfinancial. Pinion Financial is one word. .com.
Thanks, Rick, for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Okay, great.
Rick Pinion, ladies and gentlemen, our financial planning expert. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.